From the Radio Theatre in Auckland, we're about to hear a program of folk music and songs from around the world, presented by the Devonport Folk Music Club. We're going to open in traditional style with a traditional country dance band. And lining up on stage, we have Malcolm Clapp on the piano accordion, Frank Carlisle on the fiddle, Graham Wardell on guitar, and Ron Murdoch on bass. Give a big hand to Barleycorn. They'll open up with a Scots reel called La Rousse, followed by a Northumbrian reel, Jimmy Allen. That's away to a good start now with the group Barleycorn, and we'll be hearing from them again later on in the program. Now, all the way from California, we have a folk singer to sing for you two songs. First of all, The Dealer, and then a modern love song called Light a Light. Will you give a welcome, please, to Martha Louise?
Dealer, just when change again. Jack of diamonds, queen of spades, fingers tremble and the memory fades, and it's a foolish man who tries to bluff the dealer. Yes, it's a foolish man who tries to bluff the dealer.
Light a Light, song written by Janice Ian and The Dealer, sung there by Martha Louise, who also accompanied herself on the guitar. Now, our next artist specializes in traditional American Negro blues, and he's got a couple of early blues numbers for us, one written by Blind Lemon Jefferson and first recorded in Chicago in April 1927. It's called Easy Rider Blues. And the next one is called The Elder Green Blues. It was written by Charlie Patton and recorded at Grafton in Wisconsin, November 1929. So we're going back to early Negro blues. And we have an expert in this field here to accompany himself on the guitar and sing the songs for you. Welcome to Keith Findlayson.
Thank you. where my easy rider's gone. Yeah, tell me where my easy rider's gone. Don't matter know how these women, they're always wrong. Well, your easy rider died on the road. Well, your easy rider died on the road. I'm just a poor boy here, ain't got no. Well, I went to the depot and I put my suitcase down. Well, I went to the depot, put my suitcase down. But the blues overcome me and the tears come rolling down. Well, the train I ride just don't burn no coal at all. Well, the train I ride crochets all the time. I got a gal across town and she crochets all the time. Said, mommy, don't quit your crocheting, you're gonna blow your mind. And the woman I love gone and left this town. Yeah, the woman I love. don't you tell that deacon you gotta settle down in prayer. Yeah, big congregation in New Orleans, we're gonna go down there. Yeah, we're gonna go down there. We gotta go down there. Yeah, we got the big congregation in New Orleans, come and go down there. Well, Elder Green is dead. Elder Green is dead. Took him down that road in a hurry-up wagon, didn't touch his head. Yeah, don't you leave, don't you leave. Don't you leave me here. But if you go anyhow, leave a dime for beer, I'm Alabama bound.
Keith Finlayson with those two early Negro blues called Easy Rider Blues and the Elder Green Blues. Well, lining up on stage now, we have a trio. Give a welcome to Room for Company. And before the microphones, we have Dave Temple, Gene Reed, and Kathy Lamb. And they'll sing two unaccompanied traditional English folk songs, Pretty Nancy of Yarmouth, which comes from East Anglia, and Of All the Birds, which is a traditional English drinking song.
Pretty Nancy of Yarmouth, she's my own heart's delight, and a long and kind letter unto her I did write, all for to inform her what we had to undergo while sailing on the ocean where stormy winds blow. On the 18th of October our bark it set sail. Pretty Nancy, come down for to bid me farewell. She said, while you're sailing on the wide waste of blue, she said, my young sailor, I'll be faithful to you. Long years then did pass, when back I did return. Pretty Nancy was married, had a home of her own, while I was a-sailing on the wide restless sea. Pretty Nancy proved faithless and false unto me. Come, all you young sailors, and listen to me, and never leave the lass you love for to plow the salt sea. For while you are sailing on the wide ocean blue, she'll prove faithless like Nancy of Yarmouth to you. Of all the birds that ever I've seen, the owl is the fairest in her degree. For all the day long she sits in a tree, and when the night cometh away flies she. To where, to whom drinks thou, to thee, fair maid? My song is well sung, I'll make thee a vow, that here's a knave that drinketh now. Nose, 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 and who gave thee thy jolly red nose? Cinnamon and ginger, nutmeg and cloves, and that gave me my jolly red nose.
Room for Company, Dave Temple, Gene Reed, and Kathy Lamb, and they're joined now by Pat, Colin, and Bev to sing a traditional hunting song called Sportsman Arouse.
Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air. Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air.
Then up she springs,
her break she flies.
Then up she springs,
her break she flies. Saddle your horses, your saddles prepare. We'll away to some cover to seek for a hare. We've searched the woods, the groves all round. The trial being over, the game is found. We've searched the woods, the groves all round. The trial being over, the game is found.
Then up she springs,
her break she flies.
Then up she springs,
her break she flies. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow up forward the innocent hare. The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally ho, me boys, all over the down. The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally ho, me boys, all over the down.
From the woods to the valleys,
see how she creeps.
From the woods to the valleys,
see how she creeps. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow our chord with the innocent hare. All along the green turf she pants for breath. The huntsman, he cries out for death. All along the green turf she pants for breath. The huntsman, he cries out for death.
Brillo, brillo,
retiring hare.
Brillo, brillo,
retiring hare. Follow, follow the musical horn. Sing, follow our chord with the innocent hare. This hare led us a noble run, success to sportsmen every one. This hare has led us a noble run, success to sportsmen every one.
Such a chase he has led us
4 hours or more.
Such a chase she has led us
4 hours or more. Wine and beer, we'll drink without fear. We'll drink a success to the innocent.
Room for Company, plus Pat, Colin, and Bev. The Devonport Folk Music Club meets every Monday night in a bunker halfway up Mount Victoria, I understand. And perhaps when they've got all 180 members in there, this is what inspired that last group to choose the name Room for Company, because I guess there's all room for company if you don't mind rubbing shoulders pretty closely. Well, now we're coming a little closer to home, and we have a local contemporary song written about the gold rush of early New Zealand. It was written by Paul Metzes of Wellington, and it's called Farewell to Gold. Would you welcome to sing this and play the guitar himself, Mike Gallagher.
Over river, your gold, it is waning. It's weak since the colour I've seen. But it's no use just sitting and lady luck blaming. I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell to the gold that never I've found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. It's nearly 2 years since So lift me, old mother, for adventure and gold by the pound. With old Jimmy the prospector, he was another, for the hills of Otago was bound. Farewell to the gold that never I've found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. We worked the Cardrona's dry valley all over, old Jimmy Williams and me. But they were panning good dirt on the winding shot over, so we headed down there just to see. Farewell to the gold that never I've found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see it gleaming down in the dark deep underground. We sluiced and we cradled for day after day, making hardly enough to get by, till a terrible storm swept poor Jimmy away during 6 stormy days in July. Farewell to the gold that never I've found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. Waning, it's weak since the colour I've seen. But it's no use just sitting and lady luck blaming. I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell to the gold that never I've found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground.
And there we end this first program from the Devonport Folk Club.
Sister and a brother, they done gone to that other shore. And I'm determined, I'm gonna see them, great Lord. I'm gonna live with them, oh Lordy, forevermore. Yes, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in that yonder city, Lord, and it's not, oh Lord, I tell you, not made by man. When I go down to the River of Jordan, just to bathe my weary soul. If I could touch just the hem of his garment, great Lord, well, I believe, yes, I believe he'd make me whole. Oh, I'm a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land, and I've got a home in that yonder city, Lord, and it's not, Lord, let me tell you, not made by man.
Mike Gallagher. And our Breath of Old Ireland, we can hear some traditional Irish songs. And coming on stage, we have Margaret and Frank Carlisle. Margaret is going to sing, first of all, a traditional medieval Irish lullaby called Castle Dromore. And in this, she'll be accompanied by Frank on the dulcimer. Castle Dromore, that was called. Now, our next song comes from Ulster, and it appears that in Ulster the houses were so small that the beds were pushed against the wall. So the wife traditionally slept on the inside, against the wall. Very cosy arrangement and very fine for the protection when the troubles should come. But But if she never got rolled away from the wall, as could happen when an old man took a young bride, then the troubles really started. To sing this song called Roll Me From the Wall, Margaret now accompanied by Frank on the fiddle.
When I was young some years ago, from trouble I was free. The boys, they used to court me, and how dearly they liked me. They often said how happy they'd be when the winter storms would fall. If I had for mine a use so fine to roll me from the wall. Now this old man came courting, he was fourscore and more. He had long grey hair and a curly beard, but he had golden store. There wasn't a trace all on his face of a youthful sign at all. And I was told he was too old to roll me from the wall. When my parents heard about it, sure they got very bold. They said, you'll have to marry him if he is twice as old. To satisfy my parents, I went without a brawl. But sorely he rejected me to lie beside the wall. Now this old man, he was feeble, and his bones were cold as clay. And like a frozen iceberg, he there beside me lay. I often laid in bed and prayed that the Lord would on him call. And I'd have for mine a use so fine to roll me from the wall. After 6 long months of married life, this old man took sick and died. He left me all his money as I stood there by his side. With money and land at my command that I might enjoy them all, I'd have for mine a use so fine to roll me from the wall. When the funeral was over and all things said and done, I got wed to a nice young man, I thought the sun shone on. But very soon he'd all gone through, my money, land and all. And now I suffer dearly for my rolling from the wall.
A lot of life and experience went into that song. I wonder who got up and got the breakfast. That was Margaret Carlyle, accompanied by her husband, Frank. And now we're back with the American blues once more. And here's one written by blind Willie McTell. And it was first recorded in Atlanta in October 1927. Now, for this particular song, it's called Mama Tain't Long for Day. Our artist will accompany himself on a 12-string bottleneck guitar. Would you give a welcome, please, to Alan Young?
Wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. Yeah, wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. Now you see so blues walking round your yard. Now I got these blues I'm not satisfied. Said I got these blues I'm not satisfied. That's the very reason I stole away some blues till day. Blues grab me in the night and some blues till day. I didn't have no mama drive those blues away. Stop falling, no much ain't long for day. Said the big stop falling, no much ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine drive my blues away.
Well, Alan lays down the 12-string guitar now and picks up a steel guitar. And he may say it's a steel guitar, but he tells me it's solid silver. And so it's the most expensive sound that you're going to hear tonight, I guess. Anyway, he's going to sing another blues. It's Lone Wolf Blues, penned by Buddy Woods and first recorded way back in 1936. Alan Young, folks. Thank you. Lone Wolf Blues, that was called, sung by Alan Young. Now we're to have some more unaccompanied singing. And the first song is a traditional song about Guy Fawkes. And what better name for that than Guy, Guy, Guy. We follow this with a song called The Hungry Child. It's a contemporary song in traditional style by Judith Peepy. And then finally, When Adam Was First Created. It's from the singing of the Copper family of Rottingdean in Sussex. To sing them, welcome to Pat Bowley, Colin Bowley, and Bev Young.
Guy, 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 stick him up on high, stick him on a lamppost and there let him die.
A halfpenny poke to feed the bloke, a penneth of cheese for him to choke, a pint of beer to wash his sin, and a good old fire to roast him.
Guy, 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 stick him up on high, stick him on a lamppost and there let him die.
Holla, boys, holla, boys, God save the king. Holla, boys, holla, boys, God save the king.
Holla, boys, God save the king. Holla, boys, God save the king.
The young child to his mother ran, and then he started crying.
Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be ploughing. Now when the field it had been ploughed, the young child started crying. Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be sowing. Now when the field it had been sowed, the young child started crying. Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be reaping. Now when the wheat it had been reaped, the young child started crying. Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be threshing. Now when the wheat it had been threshed, the young child started crying. Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be grinding. Now when the wheat it had been ground, the young child started crying. Mother, I'm hungry, mother, do you give me bread or I'll be dying. Wait, my child, tomorrow we'll be baking. Now when the bread was warm in the oven, the child lay cold in its coffin.
Adam was first created and Lord of the universe crowned. His happiness was not completed
until that a helpmate was found. He'd all things and food that were wanting to keep and support him in life. He'd horses and foxes for hunting, which some men love more than a wife. He'd a garden so planted by nature, man cannot produce in his life. But yet the all-wise creator still saw that he wanted a wife. Then Adam, he lay in a slumber, and there he lost part of his sight. And when he awoke with a wonder, he beheld his most beautiful bride. In transport he gazed upon her, his happiness now was complete. He praised his most beautiful donor, who had thus bestowed him a mate. She was not took out of his head, sir, to reign or to triumph for man. Nor was she took out of his feet, sir, by man to be trampled upon. But she was took out of his sight, sir, his equal and partner to be. And as they're united in one, sir, the man is the top of the tree. Then let not the fair be despised by man as she's part of himself. For woman by Adam was prized more than the whole world full of wealth. Man without woman's a beggar, suppose the whole world he possessed. And the beggar that's got a good woman, with more than the world he is blessed. When Adam was first created, and Lord of the universe crowned, his happiness was not completed, until that a helpmate was found.
Pat, Colin, and Bev. Pat and Colin Bowley and Bev Young. Now I wind up this program of folk music from the Devonport Folk Music Club with a medley. And it's a march, Athol Gathering, which of course is Scots, Bugle Call, which is Irish, Bladen Races, Northumbrian Jig, and another Northumbrian jig called Fiery Clock Face. And on stage, all set to go, are Malcolm Clapp on the piano accordion, Frank Carlisle on the fiddle, Graham Waddell on the guitar, and Ron Murdoch on bass. Once again, folks, Barleycorn. You've been listening to Folk Music and Songs from Around the World, presented by the Devonport Folk Music Club in the Radio Theatre in Auckland.